Robert A. Wall, the voice of the jungle, broadcasting on the DVC to all points unknown. If you're within the sound of my voice, you're listening to Welcome Home Podcast on the DVC.
Hello, and welcome to the waitlist. We haven't done a waitlist in a long time, Trevor.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be weird, and I don't know.
I'm just going to call this waitlist reckless speculation, because that's what we're going to do here.
This is reckless speculation. So yes. So we have two things.
Oh, we should explain what the waitlist is first for new people.
Yeah.
The waitlist is kind of a mini episode where we like to kind of speculate and cover weird topics, and a lot of times it's us just making things up of what we'd like to see or what it could be, but these are mini episodes, and because I'm at Disney right now as you're hearing this, we have a little mini waitlist for you guys this week. So I know a lot of listeners, we get new listeners that come in and maybe they didn't listen to our old episodes, and we haven't done a waitlist in I feel like forever, right? So
it's been a while. For sure.
Yeah.
I guess we just, timing hasn't worked out where we've had to do a lot of wait lists, I think.
Sure.
Because the wait lists, like you said, their whole purpose is weeks where we can't necessarily get together. We do try and, do a wait list so that we can, so there's something there. And yeah, it's also, just fun for us to do some of the topics are theoretical, these particular ones, this is actually relating to the parks. But we're going to go off into crazy speculation about things. So buckle up.
let's do it. All right. Yeah. So here's where we're going to start. And please note, everything we say today is going to be some sort of speculation on our part, just based on some things that we're seeing. So don't take everything with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean that this is going to happen. So the first one we have is Disney has filed a permit with the address of the Imagination Pavilion for construction at Epcot. So this permit has been filed for 1990 Avenue of the Stars, which is the location of the Imagination Pavilion. And it has a expiration date of November 28th, 2025, which is a full on year and a half, right?
Yeah.
Now, Disney has, they do this all the time with their permits. It's general construction permit. So we don't really know what this means, right? Mm-hmm. It could mean updates to the ride. It could mean that they're replacing some of the windows in the pyramid, right? It could mean a lot of things, right?
Yes.
But this long of a permit doesn't feel like it's going to be replacing windows, right? So this is bringing up a lot of rumors that maybe this means we're finally going to get a new Figment ride.
But okay, so let's establish something first here. So the Imagination Pavilion is not just the Figment ride.
That's correct.
There are a couple of things there. There is ImageWorks, which is the outside or when you come out of Figment, that all the interactive stuff, and then there's the Magic Eye Theater as well, right? Which yep. I think a lot of people forget that the Magic Eye Theater is there. I know they've been doing meet and greets and stuff there, but they're that was a whole theater. It's a pretty large space.
It was Captain EO at one point, and then it was Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which was a great thing. I loved Honey, I Shrunk. That was a great.
Yeah,
thing.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So them doing general construction, it may not. I don't want to say that, it's out of the realm of possibility for them to do a Figment update, but they may be planning to do something with the other surrounding areas in this and maybe leaving Figment alone at the moment.
That's true.
The problem is that, general construction, it could mean just, fixing windows and nothing else.
Well, and this article also mentions the fact that there's a meet and greet that's currently there that's going to be moving to Communicore Hall. So it could just be construction on that space that they're leaving, right?
Yes. So here's my thinking is that, the fact that this is only a year
and
doesn't
a half.
Mean
a year and a half.
A year and a half. I know that's plenty of time, but I don't think I don't think redoing Figment is, or I guess it could be a year and a half worth of effort, but you know, if they've already planned stuff out and everything, but I'm of the opinion, or this is what I'm speculating, is that this is prep for something bigger for Figment.
Oh, like, look at that. Oh, that's really reckless. I love it.
Yeah. I don't think this is necessarily the, like, Figment is getting the redo. I think this may be laying groundwork because like you said, you know, they have that whole space where, you know, Captain EO and everything was. Maybe this is a repurposing of that entire pavilion into a larger Figment ride.
Oh.
So not just redoing the ride as it exists, but there is the potential that there's a lot of space there. They could actually do something a lot bigger than what the current Figment ride is.
Well, and don't forget that the original Figment ride actually took up much more of that pavilion than it did. Like, it's
not being used. Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally, they just put up walls and there's just empty space behind those walls. Like, that is not used anywhere. They cut the ride like in half, basically. Like, so, I mean, that's on top of, I mean, so that's space that they have not utilized in a long time. And like you said, that whole theater there, I mean, that theater has not been well utilized in a long time. And I mean, they used to do the Pixar shorts in there, and I don't know what are they even doing in there right now? Are they still doing the Pixar shorts? I don't even know.
Yeah, there is some Pixar shorts, and it's the meet and greet. That is all that it's being used for at the moment. And
so, yeah, good.
Okay. I want to believe, and you know, some people may roll their eyes at this. I don't care, because I really liked Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah.
I want to see Figment get the Runaway Railway treatment. Like,
I mean, cause a trackless ride is perfect for Figment. Like, the chaos of a trackless ride and the chaos that Figment can do, you know, like,
and utilizing the techniques from Runaway Railway, because like that ride did a lot of really cool stuff with like shifting set pieces and the way it all integrated with the trackless ride system. Like Figment could be a really big thing. And that space is big enough to house a big thing for Figment, if we're really thinking about this now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you look at, like, I just, you know, and I do this frequently when we talk about this kind of stuff. I brought up a Google Maps and I'm looking at the satellite image, right? The building behind it is huge, right? It is a huge building. And also the theater there is pretty nice size too. And really there is not, the buildings are already connected. Like, they're already connected. Yeah. I mean, it's one continuous building between the theater and the Imagination Pavilion. So, I mean, if they were planning something big like that, you know, theoretically they could make that whole building, you know, and there's like a little space there. They could even close that space in if they wanted more space, but they're already connected. So, I mean, they could repurpose that entire building for a whole new Figment ride. You know, I don't know. I mean, yeah, to your point though, like, would that take longer than a year and a half? Probably, but I mean, they could always extend these permits, right?
Yeah. And like I said, you know, it's not that Disney, you know, Disney does do stuff in phases. They don't need to put in a permit and say, yeah, you know, we're planning to do this huge, big thing. Like I said, I'm of the opinion that this, you know, putting in a permit like this, this is like groundwork level. Like this is where they can go, oh yeah, you know, we're doing some, you know, structural redesign, or we're doing some, you know, we're making way for the bigger thing. And, you know, you bring up a good point about looking at the satellite for this building. I don't think people realize exactly how big the Imagination Pavilion is, because the front of it, like, you just see those glass pyramids. But it's got the same thing going on as Haunted Mansion.
Exactly.
Where the behind of it, like, it's actually as big as the land.
Yeah.
The main land pavilion, like, it's really big.
It's a big building, because it also has the ImageWorks. Like, just think about how big just ImageWorks is after you get off of Figment. Like, the Figment ride takes up like only half of the building, basically. Like, there's a whole back half that's ImageWorks and just like there's a lot of open space when you get off that ride.
And,
right.
And it's funny because the Pixar, where the Pixar short films are and everything, that's actually a very small chunk of like there's a connector there, but that's not as big as the main building.
It's not.
But but that's where it makes me think, like, you know, you could have the entrance be where the pyramids are, and then it leads over, and then the exit area is like, you know, take what is ImageWorks now, move it over to where the, you know, Pixar Short Film Festival is, you know, make that the new, you know, What If Labs, and then you've got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've got that entire building for whatever, like,
yeah, like, whatever you want to do in there. Yeah. Honestly, I thought you were going to go more conservative on this, Trevor. I thought you were
going to
they're just replacing the windows. They're redoing the
Let's go all in. And okay. And looking at, so this, it's funny that this, looking at Google image or Google Maps, it's not updated because, where Ratatouille is, it's still under construction.
Oh, and also Interventions is still there too. Like the whole middle of Epcot is still there.
Oh yeah. 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 You're right. But yeah, actually like this whole building is bigger than Ratatouille.
Is it really? Like, I mean, did you like measure that out, or you're just doing it by eye?
I'm just eyeball. Like, I'm looking at both of them right now.
Yeah.
And like Ratatouille can fit inside of the Imagination Pavilion, which means, like I said, the theory about, you know, if they're doing some prep work to redo this pavilion, that's a huge ride. Like that could be a massive ride.
Now, the question is, does Disney want to put a lot of money behind a Figment-based ride? I feel like Disney's been hinting at this for a while, right? Like, they've been doing surveys. They've really been kind of embracing Figment. I mean, they even just did one of those kids' books featuring Figment. There's been so much Figment merch. So, I mean, I do feel like they embrace the character, but are they going to build a $100 million ride around Figment? I don't know.
I feel there is enough combined nostalgia and there's the nostalgia Figment, but then also they've kept it relevant enough, and it is such a presence in the parks. It's in a very unique position where it's not a movie IP, it's not a pre-existing IP outside of the parks. That's right.
True. Yeah.
And it's something that it's one of these few unique instances where, or I shouldn't say unique. It's in the same vein as like Haunted Mansion and Pirates and stuff, where it starts in the park and then they build it out into something bigger, where you may start to see, you know, movies and stuff based off of this. But, you know, the fact that Figment, you know, even for as worn down as it is, there's still, you know, there's still lineups for it. There's still people going into that space. That says to me that, you know, they should not ignore the fact that if they did give it a huge makeover, that it would be a powerhouse for Epcot. Like it would be just another, you know, people would want to ride it the same way they want to ride Test Track and Guardians. Like, could you imagine? I think imagine, it would be
tremendously popular, honestly.
Yeah. Could you imagine like this, a Figment ride that could rival Guardians in terms of the experience. And I know you, cause you haven't been,
I've not Guardians. No, I have not done. Guardians. Okay. My wife did though. And said it was like one of her favorite rides ever. My sister said it is her favorite ride ever.
Oh yeah. It's phenomenal. So you're not planning to do Guardians, I guess, on your trip.
I don't know, Trevor. Right. Okay. I've been thinking about it. I don't know.
I guess I'm speaking to you as you're on your trip. So,
this episode is coming out on the day I'm at Epcot. So it could, I mean, I could be on it right now as I'm speaking to you.
I really want to encourage you to try it. I know you have issues with motion sickness and stuff, but it's so good.
I know.
And if they did a Figment ride that made me feel like, you know, half as good as I feel about Guardians, like, wow, like that would be awesome.
I'm just, you know, it's funny you say that though, right? Because like, I've been thinking about this before, right? Like, and I guess my concern is really of the, you know, the launch, right? The launch part is what I'm concerned about. But I also think to myself, all right, I've done Test Track many times. Like, you're going from zero to 65 in the same kind of, you know.
It's not anywhere near as fast. The only thing really that gets you is that, yeah, it's not as fast as Test Track. It's just, it's a launch, and then it's there's spinning. a lift and but it doesn't spin, it rotates. Like, the rotating is actually, it's very smooth.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So yeah, I know we're now talking about Guardians when we're supposed to be talking about Figment, but I'm pushing you now that you need to try, and like, I'm going to be the bad influence, and I'm going to say, you know, you should try Guardians, but
all right.
You know, going back to Figment, like I said, just imagine the Imagination Pavilion as like another flagship thing. And I guess as we're talking about this,
when it started, like the original version of it was a flat, and now it's like, if it's more than a 15-minute wait, you're like, I'm probably not going to do it. You know what I mean? But let's get back to that flagship time, you know?
Yeah, and you know, the more I'm thinking about it, I hope whatever they do, like to your point about, you know, why you're hesitant to ride Guardians, I just hope that if they did decide to go down this road, like I said, my wife had to skip on doing Mickey and Minnie's because she didn't want to ruin her day, because there is spots in the ride where you know, she was very aware that, like, you know, that would cause, like, she watched the YouTube video and she's like, that didn't make me feel good, which means that, you know, I don't want to be on the ride because it'll cause me motion sickness. I hope, like, it's hard because Figment is one of those rides that, you know, like you said, I expect it would be crazy, but the current version of it is, it's not crazy. So, you know, someone like my wife can ride it without too much concern. I just hope that if they did redo it, that they would be considerate of, like, you know, hey, can we do this in a way that it doesn't, like, mess up people with motion sickness, right?
Well, and so for me, like, I don't get motion sick from spinning. Spinning doesn't bother me. It's up and down that bothers me. So that's why, like, you know, I do a lot of the Disney coasters because most of them don't have big drops, and that doesn't get me sick, right? You know, so, like, that's fine. And, I mean, I don't know if Guardians has a big drop or of any kind.
There's no big drops. It's a lot of...
It's a lot of spin going around, right? So
it's turning, but deliberate. Again, it's not even like, it's not like if you're thinking of the Dino Whirl coaster, it's not like that at all. Like, it's very deliberate. And I would actually say, like, a lot of people say, it almost feels like you're flying.
That's what my sister said. She's like, I felt like I was floating through space, like, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you know, listen, I'm going back and forth on it. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but I may do it. But back to Figment. I just feel like the trackless ride system really lends itself to chaos, right? Like, and it's that's what you could have as a Figment ride. It could just be total chaos. Or, I mean, you don't have to go that route either, though. I mean, like, it doesn't have to be that way, right? Because, like, they made him mischievous in this most recent version, right? Like, Figment doesn't necessarily have to be mischievous, right? He's the Figment in your imagination. There's lots of stuff you could do with him, right?
You know what would be cool? Is if they actually gave it the same treatment as Spaceship or not Mission Space.
Okay. Yeah. Where they had like a less harsh version of it.
A very chaotic version, and then a, you know, toned down, like closer to the current ride. Like, because again, you know, for the amount of space that is here, it would be cool if they could do a split where it's like you said, you know, it's about imagination. And, you know, if your imagination wants to go wild, you can do so, but if your imagination is not that wild, you can do the more chill imagination.
Interesting,
take, right? Like, that would be really neat if
they could accomplish that with the trackless ride vehicle, right? Because they can control how much those things spin or how they, you know, what they do, right? You could theoretically have the same exact ride, just less intense with the same vehicles, right?
Like, yeah. Programming of the vehicles means that you can get the light and the crazy version of Figment.
Interesting.
That would be a neat thing.
This satellite image on Google Maps is so old that the Skyliner is still under construction.
Yep. Exactly.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at how old this image is. But I mean, it stands for the Imagination Pavilion because it's not like the building has changed, right? It's the same building. So
And again, you know, like I said, if you're looking at it, like, we are totally overlooking how big of a space the Imagination Pavilion actually is.
Oh yeah.
And
like,
so
you said, it's like Haunted Mansion. You just see the mansion in the front. You don't see the Walmart warehouse in the back that actually holds the ride, you know?
Yeah. So to my, yeah, my view on this is, you know, I don't feel that this permit is, you know, if they were doing something, or actually, I guess I shouldn't say this, because, you know, Disney doesn't have to announce anything. They could do something on the side and like blindside us and be like, you know, hey, you know, Figment's closing down for, you know, air quotes maintenance. And then, you know, you know, it comes out with something new like that. That would be hilarious if they did that, where people are like, oh, yeah, you know, they're just fixing it, whatever. And all of a sudden it's like, bang, new ride. Right. Like
that would be like amazing.
That would be awesome. And, you know, that would be like guerrilla marketing, which, you know, Disney is not great at, but it would be cool if they actually tried. Like, that's actually why it would work so well, is that, you know, because you don't expect it from Disney, it would actually, like, it would hit a lot better.
It's kind of what Universal is doing with Epic Universe. They're like, they really haven't said most of what's in there, right?
Yeah. Like, for Universal, I'm so fixated on that Donkey Kong roller coaster. Like, I really want to ride it because I love Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo.
Well, anyway, that's beside the point. But yeah, no, like I'm interested to see what's going to happen here. Should be interesting.
Yeah, and yeah, like I said, you know, I grossly underestimated how big that space was. And,
oh yeah,
and it's funny because like you're right. I didn't even really think about it. It's like, yeah, you get on the ride and it's like, yeah, you know, Figment's kind of short. And I was like, whatever. But you bring up a good point that I completely forgot about, the fact that when they redid the ride, they basically cut the ride in half.
They did. Yeah.
And left like a whole bunch of open space. Right. Yeah. So yeah,
there's just like literally the old ride behind walls. Like it's still there. Yeah. They didn't like take it out. It's just sitting there.
Like, yeah. Which is funny because like I think the ride kind of almost like, because there's one spot where like it looks like you're going to go into another one of the labs, and then they turn and go into Figment's open house, and I know it, like that's like a set piece, but it feels to me like that actually was like the rest of the ride, and it's almost like them calling out, they're like, yeah, we know this is over here, but you know, let's ignore that, right?
I still don't understand what they were doing. Like, why would you ever give us less instead of more? Like, it's just stupid. I don't know how that came about, but whatever.
You know, like all things budget and, you know, timing and everything. I'm sure there's a great history on why they made the changes they did, but you'll never hear.
No, we'll never.
You'll never hear them actually talk about it, right?
All right, so let's. Yeah. I think we've speculated about Figment enough.
Yeah, that's lots to chew on. Yeah.
Yeah, let's let us know what you think. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about, so there's a Buzz Lightyear. It's a little bit different at Tokyo Disneyland. Mm-hmm. It's Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters, right? And it's a little bit different than Buzz Lightyear right here.
So I think it's closer to the Disneyland Buzz Lightyear, because the Disneyland Buzz Lightyear is different from the Disney World one as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
So it's closing in Tokyo because they're building a new Tomorrowland, and what it's going to reopen as, it looks like it's probably going to be kind of the same ride vehicles, right? But
yeah, still Astro Blaster, or like like you have the light gun and you're shooting and stuff, but
exactly. Yeah. But now it's going to be Wreck-It Ralph themed, right? And so mm-hmm. you're going to have, and they're also mentioning too, the new blasters and vehicles resemble those in Ant-Man and the Wasp Nano Battle at Hong Kong Disneyland, which is a Marvel themed kind of the same thing, right? Where you're shooting stuff. Ride, and that, and they also mentioned this article, that ride also replaced Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. So we don't really want to talk about this part. What we want to do is speculate on the Buzz Lightyear ride we have at Magic Kingdom. And what can happen to that? Because I think anybody that's been on Buzz Lightyear recently will tell you that ride is in dire need of an overhaul, right? Like
it needs so much love. It needs some love. Yeah.
Yeah. It is in very, very bad shape. So the question is, Trevor, is Disney also gearing up to close down that version of it and replace it with, I mean, they can't replace it with Marvel. We know that. But there has been a rumor that there was going to be a Wreck-It Ralph ride in Tomorrowland at Disney World for years now, right?
Yeah.
Many years. Now, the rumors in the past were always that it was going to take over the spot that Stitch was in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be some sort of like VR like racing game, which, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we've talked about this before. We've speculated on that. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's obviously that hasn't happened, right? So the question is, I mean, at some point they're going to have to overhaul the Buzz Lightyear ride. But I do wonder to myself, is Buzz Lightyear, I mean, obviously they've gotten rid of Buzz Lightyear in two of the Asian parks, right? Mm-hmm. But to me, I feel like Buzz Lightyear, as much as I love Wreck-It Ralph, and I do, I feel like Buzz Lightyear is still a more relevant character than Wreck-It Ralph, no? Like, popular character.
I actually would kind of disagree with you.
Okay. No, that's fine.
And because so here's the weird fun thing about this is that the fact that you have Toy Story Land now,
yeah.
makes like specifically talking about the Buzz Lightyear ride, not the Buzz Lightyear character, but the ride itself feels a little out of place at the moment.
It does.
And because they've kind of put all of their eggs into the basket that is Toy Story Land. And Buzz does have a presence there in that, you know, he's in Midway Mania and all that.
But to be fair, though, just to interrupt real quick, Tomorrowland mm-hmm. is very space themed and Buzz Lightyear is a space ranger. So it does kind of fit in that piece.
Yes, agreed. But like I said, it is also, like I said, because it is part of the world of Toy Story.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear, and also I guess that incarnation of Buzz Lightyear, because I know they tried to do the movie with Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
It's not reflective of the ride. The ride very much feels like the old cartoon that, cause they did a Disney, like Disney afternoon cartoon of Buzz Lightyear, where it was actually like the Buzz Lightyear show as it was supposed to be in Toy Story was the premise of it, right?
Exactly.
And so it feels like that. But the problem is that show is very dated, which makes the Buzz Lightyear ride very dated and not as relevant and not as impactful as Wreck-It Ralph, which I hate to tell you this, Wreck-It Ralph is like 10 years old at this point.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's not new. It's not a new IP, and it actually wouldn't hurt for them to introduce Wreck-It Ralph into the parks because it is an established Disney IP now. You know, it's had a sequel and you know, there is merch and everything around it.
And there might be a third one. There's rumors that they're going to do a third one, right? So
yeah, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing to lose Buzz Lightyear to Wreck-It Ralph. And as much as you say, like I know a lot of people look at it. And so the whole premise of this Wreck-It Ralph ride in Tokyo is that you're in Sugar Rush. So it's still like kind of playing on the first movie, but it's like there's a virus that's infected Sugar Rush and there's all these candy viruses that you're having to shoot and eliminate. Right. So,
So,
you know, again, that makes for a great fun premise for, you know, why you have the laser guns and everything. And people also forget, like they look at Wreck-It Ralph and they look at Sugar Rush and go, oh, it's like this cutesy whatever thing. But really the premise of Wreck-It Ralph is actually technology because it talks about the old retro games, new retro games. They go into like the internet and stuff in the new movie. So that actually does fit with Tomorrowland as much as Buzz Lightyear
move away from the space theme, right? Like if they commit to moving away from space, but you still have Space Mountain there, you still have the orbiters, you still have, I mean, Tomorrowland Speedway.
But yeah, Tomorrowland is not just about space, though.
It's true, right? But I felt like they've been leaning into space. Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, well, Tron is not space by any means.
You're right.
Tron is again. It's also, you know, video game, but that implies technology and. You know, current and moving into the future stuff, right? And I feel like Wreck-It Ralph actually gives an interesting perspective that it is that meshing of, you know, old school retro and, you know, current new stuff, right? Like, because that's actually something that Tomorrowland ironically is missing, is that it doesn't have a way to tie the old to the new, which keeps making Tomorrowland feel like, you know, if they don't keep reinventing it that it becomes irrelevant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, it's an interesting thing to think about, you know, if they did take Buzz Lightyear out, would Wreck-It Ralph be okay? Which I think it would be, but I also, then comes the discussion of, okay, let's talk about the actual ride itself. Like yeah. It's an Omni Mover with light guns, with on, guns it.
On it. Yeah.
Does that stay the same, or does the ride get a fundamental change to it?
I mean,
I don't actually know what they're doing with this. If it's a, like, is it a trackless ride, or what's a good,
I think it's still an Omni Mover. It's interesting too, because I also, it's funny when you Google Wreck-It Ralph 3, one of the results that comes up is talking about this change that's coming to Tokyo Disneyland. Right. And the first post I'm seeing is that this is going to have the same issue as the Mario Kart ride, where you're crawling along when you're supposed to be racing. And that's actually been one of my criticisms of the Mario Kart ride, is if you watch videos of it, you're barely moving.
It's not like, fast enough for a Mario Kart. Yeah.
You're barely moving. Right. And I understand, you know, you have the screen, so you feel like you're moving fine. I don't think that that's the case here, because it almost feels like you're not doing the Sugar Rush ride, you know,
It's not that you're racing in Sugar Rush. It's that you're fixing stuff in the world of Sugar Rush.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which, you know, if you look at Wreck-It Ralph as a whole, they spend a lot of time in Sugar Rush, but it's not racing. Racing is actually secondary to the story.
So, yeah, it's almost not about racing at all, right? Like they make the car and they teach her how to drive and all that, but it's, I mean, especially the, I mean, the second one's not about racing in any way, right? Like it's, they don't even talk about racing. It's the, because she's not in Sugar Rush anymore, right? So like, I, you know, it's interesting, but I almost wonder, Trevor, if they, I mean, I could see them redoing the ride in the style of these other two rides, which would probably be good, because let's be honest, all of our thumbs are very tired from pushing those very hard buttons
I've got a good strong Nintendo thumb, so I'm okay with it.
That's
yeah.
That's fair. But I would prefer one that has a trigger, you know, or something. Yeah. Or even the pull string that you have with Toy Story Mania. Like,
I like the
pull string. I'm fine with it.
I hate that thing hurts. like that's the one that actually hurts, because your entire arm is sore from, you know, pulling the pull string to try and get a high score, right? I would rather have I'm better suited to like a trigger finger, like on a light gun, makes more sense to me.
Okay. I would prefer that.
I am also I've been a gamer for as long as I can remember. So to me, like I wanted to play like a video game, because it's Wreck-It Ralph. It's a video game. Yeah. Like don't do something weird with it, right?
Well, here's the question though too, right? We only have this one piece of concept art, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's going to be very screen-based, right? Whereas, you know, the current version of Buzz Lightyear is not screen-based at all, really. I mean, except for the tunnel piece, the rest of it is physical, you know?
I don't know. This actually doesn't feel to – this doesn't look screen-based to me. This actually looks like –
because, I mean, just the one piece of image we have looks like a screen.
Well, but, I mean, so like the way I'm interpreting it is like I'm seeing like Ralph standing there with holding the weird cupcake thing. Yeah. And Vanellope's pulling something off the she's pulling one of the viruses off one of the candies. And like I'm looking at the cars, and it actually, the more I'm looking at it, it looks like they're going to repurpose the Omni Mover thing. I'm almost feeling like there would be, and actually kind of like Buzz Lightyear does now, like there is screens in Buzz Lightyear where like towards the end, maybe I'm mixing it with the California version. There is screens in the California version. I know for a fact, because there's actually like Zurg is flying around in one of the rooms, and they do it there's a projection. Right. So it's not that, like, I would be okay with screens, but I feel like it's one of these things where, you know, Disney is aware of the fact that they can mix screens with animatronics. And I feel that's actually that would be the right move here, is, you know, not just making an entire screen ride, because that's boring. I hope that they do an actual like animatronic Vanellope and Ralph. But then, you know, maybe some of the elements that you're shooting at and some of the background stuff is screen based, because that can really like expand out their backdrops and make it a lot feel, make it feel alive, but there has to be a mix of it. If they do all screens, this is going to fail. I agree. I don't see them doing all screens on this, which also brings back the thought, you know, after all the stuff we've seen around Tiana and the Splash Mountain redo, some Wreck-It Ralph animatronics would actually be really awesome.
You know, that's a really valid point, Trevor, because I would, a giant Wreck-It Ralph animatronic would look amazing. And that would be very cool to see. I mean, here's the thing, much like Figment that we just talked about, that, I mean, Buzz Lightyear is in dire need of a redo. And so they either need to redo that whole thing and retheme it. I mean, I'd be okay if they kept it as Buzz Lightyear and they just updated it. They put new cars in, they put, you know, new guns in, and they, you know, spruce everything up a little bit. I'm fine with that. But I feel like they're not going that route. I feel like they're going to, and listen, we haven't even heard rumors that they're doing anything at Disney World, right? We had the rumors years ago that they were replacing Stitch with a Wreck-It Ralph ride, but that was going to be like a VR racing game thing. And obviously that did not come to fruition. So, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they do what they're doing in Tokyo and what they did in Hong Kong to one in Disney. I mean, Disney World. I mean, it's possible.
I would like to submit to you exhibits A and B, which are Ratatouille and Tron.
those are good, you know, examples, right?
Of, they're good. If this hits right in Tokyo, I see the potential that because the Tokyo ride is very similar to the existing Buzz Lightyear rides we have, you know, this could be the template for they build it out there and go, we figured out all the tricks and gotchas and everything. And then they just clone the ride into Disneyland and Florida. And, you know, I think that's very much, a potential thing that I can see happening here, that in the next 5 years, we get an announcement that Buzz Lightyear is being replaced with Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, I agree as well. I also, at some point, they got to do something with that space where Stitch used to be. It's just a big space sitting in the middle of Tomorrowland, right, you know, outside the castle. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. That's embarrassing to me. They have to do something with that space. It's just been sitting there empty for so long now.
Coincidentally, I actually was reading up. So I happened to catch a Reddit thread where people were talking about Alien Encounter, which was, you know, prior to it being Stitch, it was, you know, people were reminiscing on the,
right?
Yeah. Extraterrestrial.
Terrestrial.
Yeah. And I didn't realize my timing on this was actually very, very good, that I actually rode that ride, I got on it a month before it closed. So I didn't realize this. We were there. Yeah. We were there a month before it closed. So I got to see Alien Encounter, and then I got to see, or like we went back a couple years later and I got to see Stitch. And, you know, Alien Encounter was good, but it was like, it shouldn't have existed in Magic Kingdom Park, right?
Yeah, but we talked about that before. Yeah.
Yeah. But the funny thing is that, you know, like you said, you know, looking at that space, it's like, I all I can see is those two things in that space still. And, you know, when you're talking about like, you know, that ride should be replaced with a Wreck-It Ralph thing or whatever, I had a really hard time envisioning how they would do the world of Wreck-It Ralph in that space, because I know you say it's a big space, but it's not actually a ride space.
No, it's not. Like it's a theater space, and it always has been a theater space.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a great theater, but it's like, how do you turn it into a ride? But then, you know, when I didn't think about, you know, replacing Buzz Lightyear with Wreck-It Ralph until we saw this announcement. But now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, yeah, that's where to me it makes sense. If they're going to do anything with Wreck-It Ralph, this actually makes sense to me. But then, and I'm going to tee this up for, you know, a future reckless speculation thing. What else would actually go into where Stitch was? Right. That's
a great question.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you know, not Wreck-It Ralph now, because we have other things, but then how do you reuse that space for that was Stitch? Right. Like, it goes to your point about the overall thing of Tomorrowland, where it's like, they have a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed and updated and whatever. what's the plan, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's yeah. the plan? And I mean, from all appearances, the plan is to spend that, you know, those billions of dollars that they keep talking about to do these kinds of things, right? So we just need to wait and see what they're going to be. But I think we've speculated enough on these two topics. So yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Let's leave this out here. You know, I would love to hear, you know, other people's thoughts on these two things that we talked about, the Imagination Pavilion and, you know, Buzz Lightyear. So yeah, you know, please share your thoughts in the group. You know, if you're in the Facebook group, or, you know, just, you know, let us know what you think, or, you know, on Discord, whatever. We haven't done this in a while, so I really enjoyed this. I don't know about you, Tom.
Oh, I love being the armchair imagineer. Yeah, it's great.
it was fun. And, you know, I hope maybe in a year we can look back on both of these things and, you know, right. maybe we're completely off base on all of these things, but it would be really cool if we, like, you know, maybe hit a couple of notes right about, you know, the Imagination Pavilion getting not expanded, but, you know, utilized again. And I really hope that we get to see a Wreck-It Ralph animatronic.
It'd be cool. Like, definitely be cool.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
It'd definitely be cool. Yeah. All right. Well, that has been The Wait List.
This is Skipper Albert Awol, the voice of the jungle, signing off from Welcome Home Podcast on the DVC.
Do a huddle when we hit a chair. How she can cuddle is no man's affair. I looked around from pole to pole, found her in a sugar bowl.